Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. In about 2 minutes, two pipers will be leading the graduates in. And when they come into the room, it would be, I think, very nice if you gave them a round of applause. I'll be back in about 15 more minutes to have a few remarks, and then we'll start the ceremony right at 10 o'clock. I know some of you may have late students, which is because there was apparently a fire on DeCary and the traffic is really held up terribly. But we'll do the best we can, and we should be starting on time. We started in 10 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice round of applause for Kirk Johnstone and Eric McGulkin? Let's have a nice hand for Brian Sand and his quintet. Specially composed Star Trek. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome to the Arts and Religious Studies Convocation. We have about 500 people to walk the stage, so we hope we will be out by noon. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal, or the chef du protocol, which makes perhaps some of the audience who have taken the world of chemistry food think that it's going to be a cooking lesson, but it won't be. In fact, I want to ask how many of you in the audience took a world of chemistry course? I need to get your names. Because you will need special permission to cross the stage if you've taken the course and passed it, which you already have. And the others may have to take the course and go back to McGill for a few. No, not exactly. Anyway, welcome this morning. Finally, we have some cool weather brought forward, I think, by some Vulcan satellite, perhaps. I don't know. I think everyone is looking forward to the remarks of our honorary degree recipient. And maybe just, if we could have a tight shot, Stuart, just to be sure that you know the greeting If it's a very tight shot, you will see some elastic on two of my fingers because I can't do this. It's really difficult. As I mentioned, I hope we will be finished in about 2 hours, but there's no telling how long the honorary doctorate lecture might be, but I think it'll be interesting, and we're all, I know, very hopeful for that. The platform party, which contains all of the members of the seats that you see up here, everyone wanted to have a seat, and it was fought over by academics. That's a nasty fight sometimes. But we'll have that group, and the last group in will be chair of the board, the chancellor, and of course, Principal Heather Monroe Bloom. I would ask perhaps that you might like to take off your hats. You will have hat hair, which you can correct with the mirror over here, and I'm going to take mine off. I'll also indicate and mention to you that your colors of light blue designate arts. My colors of light blue designate the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Maybe that's what you should have had as your colors, but they are almost the same, so maybe there's something going on there. So you have to root for the Tar Heels at some point in basketball, at the very least. The ceremony will commence with the chancellor, whose chair is in the middle, as you see, Arnold Steinberg, and he, after I have asked you to stand up when the platform party arrives, and that should be in about a minute or two, he will ask you to sit back down after Winston Purdy sings the alma mater. The words for the alma mater are in there, and if you are a McGill grad, or even if you're not, you might like to go along with that and sing a rousing stanza of that particular piece. The ceremony will end with this Winston Purdy also leading us in O Canada. Those of you in arts might be particularly interested in the display that is in the basement of the arts faculty, or the arts building, which of course is straight up the main entranceway. It's in the basement, and in this display are costumes of the last 25 years of the plays that have been given here at McGill. I don't think there's any Shatner costumes, even though he did participate significantly in plays here at McGill, but it's said to be an excellent display overall. If you need water, which maybe many of you don't because it's so cool, there is a kiosk up on the platform outside the arts building that was a donation from the class of 2011 in an effort to not have quite so many water bottles, plastic water bottles around. In previous years, we used to give out plastic water bottles around this entire ceremony, and students were tripping on them because they wound up on the floor. One thing to mention, we hope there's not too many late arrivals in the graduating class, but you might be careful about what you put under your seat, because as the late arrivals get filtered into the group, after 6 or 8 late arrivals, your seat won't be that close to where you started from. So you could maybe protect your valuables in some way. I don't think anybody's going to take anything. I'm always amazed at the final exams where everybody puts their backpacks in one big giant pile, much like a misplaced airplane arrival, and nobody seems to lose anything. So I think McGill students are unusually honest. And I have always said, and this is just an aside, that I think that the McGill students are among the most polite people that I have ever encountered in all my years here at McGill. So I give you a congratulations for that. Maybe I've just been lucky and not had any cranky students, but grades are not always the highest in my classes, but they're, I think, pretty overall reasonable. The platform party, I don't hear the piper, so I may be able to tell a few amusing remarks. No. I'm going to just let you hang here, because normally we start exactly on time, and I do hear Jeff McCarthy. Jeff McCarthy has not only large pipes outside, large pipes inside. He's a large man and an interesting individual. We like him very much, and he's carried out this particular ceremony for the last 10 or 12 years. He's the same individual who is in front of Ogilvy's in the afternoon, who delivers the daily piping setup that they have there. And our previous two pipers that were on stage, of course, are also part of that same milieu. And I have to, you might want to look to the final analysis of the stage setup, because I stand next to Jeff as he, just before the national anthem is played, and he has a most extremely good salute. It goes, and he vibrates. And I have been very close to catching his elbow in the side of my head because I stand to his right. But anyway, you can take a look at Jeff. He's an excellent man and has done this for many, many years. I would also ask that you might give this group your applause when they arrive. They'll be coming in the same channel that the graduates, prospective graduates, came in. And I think it would be a nice touch, particularly when the chair of the board, the chancellor, and the principal arrive. And they will be delayed by maybe 5 seconds or so. They come at the very, very end of the ceremony. I think you can hear Jeff outside the right side of the aircraft here. So as you observe them, take note, and I would ask that you rise at the appropriate time, which sounds like right now. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Oh, and also, if you would, please quench your cell phones, lest we have to listen to... I was going to... Oh, and you might want to give the signal. I don't know. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen.
Bonjour à tous.
On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des Arts et dans la Faculté d'Études Religieuses. Now, it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own. Hopefully, something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move to the next stage of your still very young lives. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 60 or 70 or even 80 years of living. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, probably several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will want to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about acquiring the means to advance the career paths you have chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be an appreciation for art, literature, music, travel, or bird watching. Since you will hopefully have a long journey ahead of you, put in the time and effort, and it takes a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, and you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, exhibitions, and finally the works of art that I have acquired from my personal home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life, and this is a passion that started after completing all my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Principal Monroe Bloom.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, Governors, Senators, our distinguished honoree, Mr. William Shatner, our Teaching Award winner, Professor Christine Ross and Professor Tamara Sussman, proud family members, and most important, graduating class of 2011, bonjour et bienvenue à McGill. Welcome to all for this special ceremony. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here today at this milestone moment in your lives, it is natural to regard this ceremony as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of this university. You entered this tent this morning as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will become the newest members of a family of more than 210,000 living alumni around the world, a family that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, our Vice Chair, our Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipient. Graduates, as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our heartfelt appreciation to your families and friends who helped you reach this day. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada entier, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de votre. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were awarded on these very lawns. Indeed, the spring marks an important moment in our McGill history as well as your own. On March 31st, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter establishing it as a university with the power to grant degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and McGill's long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution. For you and for all members of our McGill community, this anniversary offers an opportunity to pause, to reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create a secular university of world stature. He made this gift when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land, on the side of a then wintry mountain, on an isolated island, could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become great, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and Aboriginal languages, who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps even he could have imagined. For nearly two centuries, McGill University has made its impact felt in virtually every important field of human endeavor. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, captains of industry, poets and prime ministers, leaders in medicine, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, Olympic medalists, and many others. These individuals, indeed all of our alumni, have made their mark embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, our abiding commitment to excellence, diversity, and community service. Just as you commit yourselves to these values, these will be our future, your future, as they have shaped our past. As we celebrate you today, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies. The Faculty of Arts, established in 1843 as one of our founding programs, is at the heart of McGill's mission as a leading publicly purposed university. Today, arts is our largest and most diverse faculty, with a student body that ranks with the very best in the world, and a roster of graduates known for their global excellence and impact, as we see in our own honorary degree recipient today. Superbly led by Dean Christopher Manfredi, shortly entering his second term, along with a distinguished team of professors and staff and students, the Faculty of Arts continues to build on its legacy of world-class liberal arts teaching, research, and scholarship in the social sciences and the humanities. Indeed, in the recent 2011 World Rankings of University Programs just released, McGill's Arts and Humanities programs ranked in the top 18 worldwide, with linguistics placing 9th and English placing 12th. The Faculty of Religious Studies also has a long and influential place at McGill, offering outstanding teaching, research, and scholarship, engaging the major religions of the world and interfaith studies, a critically important field of endeavor for civil society. Under the elegant and dedicated intellectual leadership of Dean Ellen Aitken, the Faculty of Religious Studies at McGill continues its tradition of outstanding contribution. This year, among other milestones, it became the first Canadian university to partner with the Tony Blair Faith Foundation in a global network of universities committed to timely exploration of the complex interrelationships between religion and globalization in the modern world. Graduating class, whatever your pursuits, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to give something back, to act, to contribute to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates, 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and long-term McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. Wherever you go, we still carry with us our affections for the things we leave behind. In going out from McGill today, your fellowship in all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today, graduates. May you feel rich in your own wealth of memories. Carry McGill with you as you go, and please stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. But for now, today, this is your special day. This is your ceremony. Savor every moment. Félicitations à vous tous.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, to introduce this year's winner of the David Thompson Award for Graduate Supervision and Teaching.
I am very pleased to present the David Thompson Award for Graduate Supervision and Teaching to Christine Ross. Soon after starting at McGill in 1993, Professor Christine Ross began offering courses in contemporary art, a previously overlooked field in her department. Focusing on the full range of contemporary and media-based art, she built what is widely considered as the premier art history graduate program in the country. In doing this, she transformed and improved her academic unit, opening it to the most exciting developments in its discipline and making it a major pole of attraction for graduate and students and postdoctoral fellows from around the world. Dr. Ross leads by example with her integrity, rigor, and leadership. In guiding her graduate students, she has not only provided intellectual leadership, but also instilled in them a passion for academic life and the skills with which to pursue it. As a small token of appreciation for all she has done for this university, McGill presents the David Thompson Award for Graduate Supervision and Teaching to Professor Ross and looks forward to many more years of her enlightened and compassionate mentoring of our graduate students.
I now ask Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to introduce this year's winner of the Noel Fieldhouse Award for Distinguished Teaching.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that the Faculty of Arts presents the H. Noel Fieldhouse Award to Dr. Tamara Sussman, Assistant Professor in the School of Social Work. Dr. Sussman is described by her colleagues, students, and former students as one of the most engaging and dynamic professors they have known. One colleague remarked, "Teaching courses in a professional program at a research-intensive university can be tricky, as it requires instructors to merge the practical with the theoretical. Students expect to acquire not only knowledge related to practice, but skills that will prepare them for facing difficult and complicated practice situations. In the field of social work, it is rare to come across a colleague who is both a practitioner and a scholar. That, however, is Dr. Sussman." Dr. Sussman is lauded for her seamless integration of theory with practice, her very credible and grounded teaching, and the liveliness of her classroom techniques, including role plays, case studies, and other experiential exercises. In a discipline that frequently deals with crisis-laden and emotionally intense cases, she is noted for keeping things alive and fun and providing touches of comic relief. She also wins plaudits for her mentoring skills, her generosity with her time, her open door, her empathy, her support and encouragement, and her smart wit and sense of humor. As one PhD student said, she is a professor who has not forgotten what it is to be a student. On behalf of the Faculty of Arts, I present to you Dr. Tamara Sussman.
It now gives me enormous pleasure, and I'm sure to everyone in the audience, to invite Dean Manfredi to return to the podium and present Mr. William Shatner, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Manfredi.
Mr. Chancellor, today I have the privilege of introducing to you William Shatner, the most widely known and celebrated Canadian actor alive today. I would also like to take this opportunity to welcome his wife, Elizabeth Shatner, who is here in the audience. A born and bred Montrealer, William Shatner received his Bachelor of Commerce degree in 1952. But McGill gave him more than a BCom. It was here at McGill that William Shatner found his calling. He was president of McGill's radio workshop, active in campus theater productions as a member of the Players Club, and in 1949 produced and directed the Red and White Review. Throughout his career, William Shatner has been as comfortable on stage facing a live audience as he has been in front of a movie or a television camera. While no stranger to the lights of Broadway, or to the boards of the Stratford Festival in Ontario, or the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, this prolific and multi-talented actor is best known for his roles on television. The diversity of his talents and his career accomplishments are astounding. Generations of television viewers know William Shatner as Captain James T. Kirk, and as Thomas Jefferson T.J. Hooker, and as Danny Crane. The important word here is "and." These three very different characters have achieved their longevity in no small part because of William Shatner's immense talent. Many actors achieve their fame on the basis of a single character or a single character type. Not William Shatner. He has achieved his fame through his portrayal of the commander of the Starship Enterprise, his portrayal of a tough veteran police officer, and his portrayal of a once brilliant but now aging litigator who is possibly suffering from the onset of senility. But William Shatner is more than an award-winning actor. He's an accomplished director, producer, and editor. He is a best-selling author of both fiction and non-fiction, and he is a dedicated philanthropist and environmentalist. The compassion, creativity, and irrepressible sense of humor he brings to all he does are integral parts of both the man and his work. Close to 60 years ago, William Shatner crossed McGill's convocation stage to be capped. Today, Mr. Chancellor, I present to you William Shatner that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Mr. William Shatner to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Shatner.
Monsieur Français, mais pas je suis. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Too numerous to mention, but thank you. This was an easy degree to get. They just ask you, and you say yes, and you get a degree. Thank you very much. I'm honored and grateful, but it wasn't quite so easy getting my degree from my bachelor degree of commerce from McGill. I had quite a struggle, actually. First, getting into McGill, it being such a prestigious university, my academics weren't all that good coming out of West Hill High School, which is now defunct. I may have killed it, yes, it's true. The only vivid memory I have of West Hill High School was corporate punishment, where the teachers whipped you with a rubber strap on your open palm for being something you've done requiring punishment, like coming late to classes, which I did, being rambunctious within the classroom, which I did, or even burning the principal's car, which somebody else did, and I deny it till this day. But the only thing that remains more vivid than anything else was that we won city championships. We became a dynasty. We won several football championships, and I was really the best player on the second team. That's the story of my life. So when I came to McGill, I earnestly thought that I would be the best football player on the second team of the freshman class. After all, I weighed 160 pounds, and I could run the 100-yard dash in something like 14 seconds. Slow, but sure, the story of my life. Sadly, I didn't make the freshman football team. Somebody punched me in the stomach, and somebody else stepped on my head, and you can imagine I didn't do well with the breakfast I had eaten a little earlier, making my first day my last day. It was then that I discovered drama. Things would have been much easier at university if I hadn't played football and had joined the drama club right away, but easier is not my way, the story of my life. I'd been active in amateur theatricals for several years before that, on radio and on stage, with television yet to be invented. That's how far back I go, folks. And when I came to McGill, I followed those interests and became, at some point, president of the radio club and creative force on the Red, White, and Blue, performing university musicals. It was through creating those musicals that I got my university education. In the student building, a couple of blocks from the present student union building, in the basement, under the stairs, the Red, White, and Blue had their offices. The offices consisted of a desk, a chair, and a sofa. I made better use of the sofa than the desk. That's a whole other education that I received. My point is that my academic life at McGill, where I was working on a Bachelor of Commerce degree in all those accounting, economics, and mathematics classes, none of which I attended because I was too busy trying to clean the sofa in the Red, White, and Blue office. It wasn't easy. In those days, there were very few vacuum cleaners and spray cleaners, and it was all done by hand. another part of my university education. But what this did teach me was not only cleanliness, but hard work. Running around the desk at the red, white, and blue office was hard work. I felt the sweat on my face running around the desk. It taught me that if you want to get something done, you have to get up early in the morning. And when asked what my secret to being success is, my answer has always been, get up earlier in the morning. There's nothing you can't accomplish when standing on 2 feet. When you're lying down, all you accomplish is some REM sleep and working out your dream life. When I graduated, which I did just barely in the fall, after I had to make up a half course in math, which I had failed, I got my degree in September. I landed my first professional job in a small acting company in Montreal, on Mount Royal. The bothersome thing was that I got the job as an assistant manager by telling them I got a bachelor's degree from McGill and that I was adept at accounting and banking. This was the only other lie I ever told, the first one being that I hadn't set fire to the principal's car. It wasn't long before they discovered 2 things. I had no accounting skills whatsoever, my math skills are really bad, and that I was a good actor. My talents didn't lie in the field of accounting. My father, who paid for my education, was not amused. But my talents lay in trying to be funny and entertaining people, and although I didn't study that per se, that's Latin, by the way, I did get my education complete, whole, and useful at McGill. I got it my own way, and I urge you all to get it your way. The road of life isn't linear. It isn't Sherbrooke Street. It's more like Côte de Neige. It's a country route, dusty and dirty, with soft shoulders and high banks. Don't be afraid of taking chances, of striking out on paths that are untrod. Don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of making an ass of yourself. I do it all the time, and look what I got. Thank you.
What can I say other than you heard it here first? We'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques, and I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the Faculty of Arts and in the Faculty of Religious Studies to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and for a celebration of their achievements and accomplishments. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted at center stage by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove the mortarboard or academic cap and will be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who has already earned any university degree will keep her or his cap on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulders. Graduates and their parents will be relieved to know that capping and tapping rarely results in serious injury. the parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or a delegate as she or he leaves the stage. These 2011 convocation ceremonies mark the official introduction of the McGill First Nations graduate scarves for our First Nations Inuit and Métis graduates. This occasion also permits us to commemorate McGill's historic connection to all Aboriginal peoples, who are the original inhabitants and the traditional stewards of the North American landmass, including Montreal Island, on which McGill University stands. We celebrate all that these graduates have learned and that they have helped others to learn while here at McGill. Their diversity, their excellence, and their commitment to their communities and to the world enriches us all. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of official graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. As is custom and tradition at McGill, we begin with the graduate students, followed by our undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to all graduate students. Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, and Professor Ellen Aitken, Dean of the Faculty of Religious Studies, will distribute diplomas to those receiving undergraduate degrees from their respective faculties. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in the Faculty of Arts, Juman Shaheen. Caroline Durand. Jorge Frattini. Mehmet Kadri Karabela. David C. Mason. Francois Mass. Svetlana Magdasova. Timothy Paul Newfield. Anne-Marie Pichet. Robert Reed. Brian Lendert Redekop. Viviana Rigo de Alonso. Jennifer Ann Shea. Cheryl Lynn Smeal. Christina Smilatopoulos. Jake Walsh Morrissey. Mida Rafik Zantu. For the degree of Master of Arts, Adele Veronique Barclay. Jennifer Bartlett. Richard Blackburn. Concetta Mariella Lina Bondi. Charles Quinn Cassidy. Alexandre Corriveau-Bourg. Eva Demjanovic. Valerie Anne Michelle Doucette. Anthony Faber. Abdullah Salim Farouki. Marina Gerard. Jennifer Lee Gurman. Julie Anya Grechko. Janine Harper. Alexandra Haberlishan, Dean's Honor List. Megan Jane Hoskins. Marie-Noëlle Huet. Amber Lee Irwin. Rena Manuela Clisuris. Julie LeRoux. Simon Dan Lucen, Dean's Honor List. Francois Ian MacDonald. Caitlin Ruth McPhee. Denise Michelle Maines. Megan McLean. Daniel Morgan Moody Grigsby. Celeste Danielle Parr. Matthew Forbes Pritchard. Honor Jean Riley. Degan Sugal. Paul N. Vaden, Dean's Honor List. Audrey Willamy, Dean's Honor List. Melanie Jingling Ye. Yingsui Zhang. Okay. For the degree of Master of Social Work, Tolaluk Moradeo Adaniyi. Hend Alkawasma. Kimberly Aline Black. Aline Bogodasian. Cleo Ann Chartier. Andrea Rosevere Clegg. Piera Sara Defina, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Ann Drummond. Dina Louise Hamilton. Diana Ilnicki. Dominique Lemon. Sarah Catherine Maria Martin. Jessica Ellen Mitchell. Rosette Rugamba Shumatov. Julie Thériault. for the Diploma in Environment, Sally J. Salvadurai. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in African Studies, Adam Scotty. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Art History, Rachel Elizabeth Aird. Ashley Ann Amaral. Amanda Lynn Bean. Brian William Bentley Honors Art History. Matthew Mark Bouchard. Amanda Ann Brownridge Honors in Art History. Shelley Alice Burian, with distinction, first class honors in art history. Thank you. Calgary. Rebecca Chapman. Laura Marie D'Angelo. Nicholas Lawrence Epstein, first class honors art history. Emily Beatrice Frank. Carly Glickman with distinction, first class honors in art history. Cara Mary Hanley. You can smile. Meredith Ann Hayes with distinction. Camelia Jennifer Jackson Gruda. Athena Kadas, honors in art history. Kimberly Rose Laporte, first class honors art history. Caroline Marciniak, with distinction, first class honors in art history, and the W.O. Judkins Memorial Prize in art history. Devin Elizabeth McCormick. Rosalie Ann Nardelli, with distinction and first class honors in art history. Jessica Eva Oyagbide. Shannon Lee Pinder, honors art history. Leah Perez, first class joint honors in art history, first class joint honors in English, the Moyes Traveling Scholarship, and Dean's Honor List. Hannah Davis Shimko. Tierney Sloan, with distinction and first class honors in art history and the Paolo Bonato Memorial Prize. Larissa Maria Tasiak. Brendan Paul Vogt, with distinction and first class honors in art history and the W.O. Judkins Memorial Prize in art history. Anaïs Pfeiffer. Madeline Spence Worker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Canadian Studies, David Heen. Amelia Ann Johnson. Okay. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Classics, Karina de Klerk, the Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. James Theron Faulkner, First Class Honors in Classics and the Henry Chapman Medal. Priscilla Cassandra Yanicello. Constantina Tsitouras. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in East Asian Studies, Irina Sirkiel Borgos. Ariane de Gagné-Leclerc, with distinction, and my apologies to Ms. Burgos, she also received her degree with distinction. Ruxian Gu, with distinction. Georgina Nguyen, Dean's Honor List. Kiri Larcher. Soyun Lee. Yuga Lee. Catherine Sun. Lauren Michelle Szymanski, Dean's Honor List. Gabo Tse. David Isao Whitaker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Vanessa Noel Albert. Yael Amron, distinction. Jacqueline Barrett. Catherine Claire Bass. Emma Marion Bell. Laura Elizabeth Benchoff, with distinction and first-class honors in English. Laura Ann Bigger. Sydney Calvert. Lena Melisa Camara. Lane Cameron. Kyle Richard Carpenter. Lily Chang. Karen King Lin Chung. Connor Patrick Clark. Sherry K. Clish. Caitlin Maria Crawford. Erin Rosemary Cummings, with distinction. Thank you. Marco Jurgic. Emma Helena Edna Duray. Carlton Eric E. Kimberly Lisa Ayers. Sarah Fogg. Stephanie Maria Forster. Virginie Anne Freysigne. Laura Jocelyn Freytag, with distinction and first-class honors in English. Allison Sarah Friedman, the Dora Forsyth Prize and first-class honors in English and Dean's Honor List. Jacqueline Frisch. Stephen Robert Froese, Dean's Honor List. Sandra Mary Fusco. Sheila Jane Giffen, First Class Honors in English and Dean's Honor List. Jordana Betty Globerman. Jana Esty Goodbaum. Linda Guma. Jessica Gill. Priyanka Zara High, with distinction and first class honors in English. John Spencer Howland. Shanji Hu, honors in English, distinction, the Al G. Smilly NOAAD Memorial Prize, the Catherine M. Shaw Shakespeare Award, and the Mary Keenan Scholarship in English. Sarah Elizabeth Eiley. Serena Rosalind Eisenberg, with distinction and first-class honors in English. Kira Cecilia Josephson, joint honors, English and political science, with distinction. Max Karpinski, first-class honors in English, the Mary Keenan Scholarship in English, the Peterson Memorial Prize in English Literature, and Dean's Honor List. Thank you. Francis Kim. Gayatri Santosh Kumar, first class joint honors in English, first class joint honors in Middle East Studies, and Dean's Honor List. Okay. Madeline Christine LaRue, Dean's Honor List. Chelsea Ann Lavallee. Roberto Leclerc. Annabelle Irene Levine. Michael A. Marotti. Hannah Kate Martin. Cameron McKeach, the Al G. Smilly NOAAD Memorial Prize, First Class Honors in English and Dean's Honor List. Holly Miller. Livingston James Miller, the Lionel Shapiro Award for Creative Writing. Juliette Nissette. Alexandra Fosca Montagnese. Claire Margaret Moran. Hillary Jane Morden. Ready? Jamie Danielle Monroe. Samuel Edward Nealon. Maureen Anning O'Brien. Nadia Maria Oliva. Rachel Elizabeth Penny, first class honors in English. Abigail Judith Atkin Plenner. Judith Claire Portelance. Priam Thomas Poulton McGraw, distinction and first class honors in English. Gabriel Pulver. Emily Jane Ramshaw. Ariel Yehoshua Resnikoff, distinction, the Betty Workman Yaffe Prize in Yiddish, and the Lionel Shapiro Award for Creative Writing. Laura Elizabeth Robb. Brittany Robbins, with distinction. Alana Michelle Romoff, with distinction, first class honors in English. Margaret Ellen Rosewitz. Aaron Jamie Rubin, honors in English, with distinction. Stephanie Nicole Soretsky. Taryn Olivia Seaton. Nisreen Shamut. Kimberly Gail Shane. Daniel Samuel Shapiro.
Thank you.
Mira Sheila Sharma. Brana Alexandra Siegelberg, honors in English with distinction. Christopher James Skull. Kian Slobodin, Catherine M. Shaw Early Drama Award, first class joint honors in anthropology and English, and Dean's Honor List. Kaylin Summer Smith, honors English. Amanda Tess Starr. Eric Sutherland. Aya Tomioka. Nicole Catherine Toth. Elise Jan Van Evry. Chris Alexander Vildang. Selga Vitoles. Jordana Taylor Weiss. Kelly Woodsma. Carolyn Laura Yates. Edda Yessel. Samantha Young, with distinction. Binoy Jason Zuzart. Carter Grace Burton.
Johanna. Johanna.
Johanna Constance Bleeker. Tamara Naomi Brownstone. Nathaniel Langston Lewis DeBono. Ashley Dale Duong. Kristen Reese Edwards. Jonathan Andrew Glencross, First Class Honors in Environment. Dana Carolyn Holtby. Barbara Ann Louise Johnson. Caitlin Ann Koshurba, Dean's Honor List. Andrew William Lemieux. Chardé Annette Morgan with Distinction and First Class Honors in Environment. Jessica Pellon. Leanne Catherine Sardinas. Grace Smith, Distinction and First Class Honors in Environment. Alexandra Elizabeth Zanin. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Geography, Amanda Allnut. Francine Barish. Stephen Alexander Campbell. Jacob Cohen. Catherine Maria Helen Dagg. Samuel Dubois, Honors Geography. Carolyn Jean Fox. Anastasia Howard Frank, Honors Geography. Madeline Gray Franklin. Nina Gaines, Distinction and First Class Honors in Geography. Kelly Kathleen Garten with Distinction. Gilbert. Nicholas Gilbert Greenberg. Michael Haney. Megan Anna Hartel. Emily Jean Hawes, Distinction and First Class Honors in Geography. John Foley Huffman. Ridwana Kasser. Jonathan Haig Knox. Christopher Michael Lane. Sophie Elizabeth Larson. Graham Matthew McDowell, First Class Honors in Geography, the Moyes Traveling Scholarship, and Dean's Honor List. Fraser William Ross McLaughlin, Dean's Honor List. Katie O'Sullivan, First Class Honors in Geography and Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Ouellette. Colin William Peebles. Dominic Lee Popovich, Distinction and First Class Honors in Geography. Daniel Miles Rothstein with Distinction. Carl Frederick William Selm. Gina Senko. Okay. Anes Yoshe Leona Shaw. Sarah Ashley Thacker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in German Studies, Menemsha Morgan McBain, Prize of the Ambassador of Switzerland and Canada for German and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Hispanic Studies, Natalie M. Celes. Yes, okay. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, Manisha Agarwal Shifalite, with distinction and the C.C. Bailey Prize in History. Awais Ahmad, with distinction. Jacqueline Aldrovandi, with distinction. Victoria Frances Appleby. Cordelia Ayers, Honors History. Philip Nicholas Baird, Distinction First Class Honors in History. Lauren Elizabeth Barkley, Distinction First Class Joint Honors History and Religious Studies. Caitlin Laura Beavis Hardy. Samuel Elliott Bick, with distinction. Jeffrey Howard Bishku Eichel. Marie-Hélène Jane Boisvert. Benjamin Isaac Brenner, First Class Honors in History, Dean's Honor List. Marco Antonio Buitron, Distinction First Class Honors in History. Lauren Samantha Carsley. Dionysios Krisikos, Honors History. Anne Esther Cohn. Megan Brianna Kramer. Lena Barbara Crumpton, First Class Honors in History. Sydney Ann Cunliffe, Honors History. Allison Deschaux. Yasmin Diamante. Terence Gregory Joseph Doucette, First Class Joint Honors in History, First Class Joint Honors in Political Science, the Morris Goldenberg Memorial Scholarship, and Dean's Honor List. Sarah Millie Finkelstein, with distinction. Sebastian Flynn. Connie Marie Gagliardi. Alexandra Giandomenico. Melissa Jean Gismondi, Honors History. Natalia Goldstein. Kristen Alice Goodall. Frank Thurston Green. Alan Gruda. Christina Hall. Anastasia Maria Viola Huntalas, Honors History. Fabio Ignacio Hoyos. William C. Johnston. Joel Aaron Kashansky. Richard Drew Kelsall. Bianca Kerr. Julia Lunoy Morris King, Honors in History. Kyle Jason Kozak. Catherine McDonald. Ryan James McKellar, Honors History. Ryan James McLean. Joanna Made, Joint Honors History and Political Science. Max Mandel, Dean's Honor List. Gregory Scott McLeod. Allison Elizabeth Ince McMahon, Honors History. Max Meehan. Theoderic Meyer, Distinction and First Class Honors in History. Andrew Thomas Miller. Rachel Bullard Morse, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Jane Mortimer. Charlotte Giselle Monk, Honors History. Andrew Blair Everett Murray. Lily Amelia Niska. Erin Marine O'Callaghan, Honors in History. Vincia Pietrangelo.
Go ahead. Zoe.
Zoe Poirier Stevens, Joint Honors History and Political Science. Alexandra Rebecca Popoff. Emma Jane Quayle.
You can take the time.
Emma Quick. I'm sorry, Andrew Quick. Wrong card. It's a problem when you have two cards together here.
Lalitha
Ramachandran. Alexi Romano.
Middle name?
Nelly Romero.
Rubenstein.
Gotcha. Jonathan Joseph Rubenstein, with distinction.
Malcolm
Rene Sachs, Joint Honors History and Political Science, with distinction. Toby Katie Sampson. Matthew Sancton, distinction. Rebecca Meredith Schaefer. Brendan Anthony Shanahan, First Class Honors in History, the Leah and Isidore Finkelstein Prize in History, and Dean's Honor List.
Maya? Okay.
Maya Shukri. Madeline Sinclair. Okay. Bogdan Cesar Smarandake, with distinction, First Class Honors in History. Carolyn Spring. Victor Super. Patricia Yunpai Tao. Sarah Elizabeth Thompson. Thomas Tushi, first class joint honors in history and political science, Dean's honor list. Julia Ryoko Wolf, honors history. Daphne Sarah Wolstenholm. Michelle Wong. Richard Frank Napoleon Woods. Okay. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Humanistic Studies, Rachel Sarah Anderson, with distinction. Okay. Emily Fian Kersones. Ariane Juliet Cowper.
Great name for me.
Elizabeth Yates English, distinction. Mm-hmm. Laura Garner. Hillary Jean Grant. Madeline Rowena Hall. Tracy Lee Kent. Heather Elizabeth Kirkland. Mara Luisa Kranakis. William Crescent Ladd. Casey Marie Lees. Ailey Liebtag. Erin Shayna Levine. Brendan Patrick O'Sullivan. Nicholas Papp. Allison Robbins. Madison Marion Seller. Ainsley Patricia Severide. Victoria Simone Shore. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Abida Kassam. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Italian Language and Literature, Alexandra Tess Peters. Dominique Spadoni. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Italian Studies, Patricia Ann Giunta, First Class Honors in Italian Studies, prize for the Ambassador of Switzerland and Canada for Italian book, the book prize, the Dean's Honor List, and on she goes. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Jewish Studies, Sarah Beth Israel, the Dora Wasserman Prize for Excellence in Jewish Studies, and Dean's Honor List. Alana Francis Yonit Wenner, Honors in Jewish Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Isult Monica Benjamin. Emilie Bombardier, with distinction and first class honors in Langue et Littérature Française. Marie-France Karine Gannett, with honors. Miriam Jacques, first class joint honors in Hispanic Studies, and in Langue et Littérature Française, the Henry Chapman Prize, Prize of the Ambassador of Switzerland and Canada for French, the Spanish Embassy Book Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Eve Léger-Bélanger with distinction and first-class honors. Amélie Lemieux, distinction and first-class honors. William Lassard Morin. Caroline Loranger, first-class honors, the Jean E.L. Launay Medal and Dean's Honor List. Véronique Martel, distinction and first-class honors. Emily Morrison. Gabrielle Olivier, first-class honors and Dean's Honor List. Maya Valentina Riebel, with distinction. Elise Rivard. Ariane Santerre, with distinction and first-class honors. Ashley Sévigny. How you? You. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Latin American Studies, Andrea Alejandra Figueroa. No more Spanish than that. Deborah Luciana Gersonovitz, with distinction. Catherine Faith Harrington Rosen. Annette Libby Slonim. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Zoe Charlotte Erica Belk, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Ryan Courtney Davison Reed, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Carly Elizabeth Dickerson, with distinction. Edward David Graves, First Class Honors, the McGill Alumni Society Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Aaron Zachary Hirsch, the Cremona Memorial Prize in Linguistics, First Class Honors, and Dean's Honor List. Okay. Dana Elizabeth Johansson. Valerie Cara. Moonjong Kim. Jericho Don Knopf, with distinction. Simone Labbé, Dean's Honor List. Jesse Kalman Glucksman Lane. Zeshin Lee. Amelia Manolescu, with distinction and first class honors. Rachel Moras. Ryan James Perry, distinction, first class joint honors, classics and linguistics. Alexandra Pivovarek, Honors Linguistics. David Adam Simons, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Jesse Ellie Tulipano. Nathan Peter Vanderweerd, with distinction. Michelle Ishida Wiley. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Middle East Studies, Marie-Jean Effie Berger, for distinction and first-class honors.
Hervez.
Claire Hervez. Jody Gibson. Elahe Hosseini. Khalil Imran Jessa. Rani Tabara. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Music, Christopher Elishide. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, Marlies Ann Armstrong. Edward Brook, distinction and first-class honors. Karen Holly Clayman. Rebecca Rose Marie Comerford, honors philosophy. Anna Helen Cook, distinction and first-class honors. Sophia De Crescentis. J. Joseph Deverett. Matthew Essert. Jonathan Daniel Fine, first class honors in philosophy and Dean's honor list. Riley Tripp Fleck. Juliette Gottler, honors philosophy. Carolyn Marie Gregoire, distinction and first class honors. Benjamin Dean Kerwin, with distinction. Allison Sarah Lochner. Spencer Alexander Malthaus. Alexandra Morrison Russas, with honors.
Nachemkin.
Alex Ruben Nachemkin. Lonnie Stephen Nadler. Rachel Etta Rudolph, first class honors and Dean's honor list. Ariag Grant Schwartz. Michael Joshua Sinai, honors philosophy. Michael Lauren Stolberg, with distinction. David Michael Trafford, honors philosophy. Elvira Vituchenskaya, Dean's honor list. Theodore Reed Wiedem, Dean's honor list. Andy Demfrey Yu, first class honors in philosophy, the Prince of Wales Gold Medal for Mental and Moral Philosophy, and Dean's honor list. Michael Zook, Joint Honors, Philosophy and Political Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy and Western Religion, Sean Francis Wood, with distinction. Jacob Adam Barrett Beaudry, for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Religious Studies.
Is he ever calm down? Okay.
John Grant Vissers, honors in religious studies. Yeah. Laura Iris Wilson, first class honors and Dean's honor list.
Okay.
Okay. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Russian Studies, Marta Yanina Mazur-Rusak honors Russian Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Urban Systems, Corbin David Da Silva with distinction and first class honors. Kelly Marie Lillian Graham, first class honors and distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Women's Studies, Jessica Blair. Antonia Cooper Mack with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Andrea Elizabeth Orton Bieber with distinction. J. Alexander Brown. Ariel Gila Corbo with distinction. Matthew Francis James. Shupinder Kaur Jawanda. Catherine Marie Lamoureux with distinction. Laura Catherine Nearing. Jordana Victoria Peroff. Richard Davindra Ramcharan. Devin Blair Welsh. Shannon Gabrielle Wiley. For the degree of Bachelor of Social Work, Suad Hazem Al Salem. Thank you. Sarah Louise Fiona Buckout, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Lou Bonin, with distinction. Ella Cernia, Dean's Honor List. Caroline Dany. Rebecca Laura Darwin, with distinction. Mark Demain, with distinction. Jennifer Dupuis. Chantal Dutrissac, the McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Katie Rose Elmhurst, Dean's Honor List. Lisa Kawasahawi Fazio. Jason Adam Frieder, Dean's Honor List. Kathleen Andrea Fredette with distinction. Charlotte Gagné, Dean's Honor List. Tamara Gignier. Alana Golan, with distinction. Jessica Johnson. Okay. Jacqueline Tanale Chisakye. Okay. Stephanie Landry, with distinction. Caroline Levine. Leslie Ann Mabo. Rita Makram. Cynthia Massey. Joni Shoshana Mestel. Cassandre Monette Dubé. Khadija Paris.
Stéphanie Pelletier. Chanel Anika Philip. Cecilia Saul Plotkin, Dean's Honor List. Caitlin Emily Rose Ridenour. Christelle Emmanuel Robitaille Haynes, the School of Social Work Alumni Award and Dean's Honor List. Cynthia Saney. Daniel Silver, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Maria Violanda Spagnolo, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Stabile, with distinction. This is my grandniece. I can't let her go by. Roberta Unger, Dean's Honor List.
Great grandniece.
Laura Rose Wilson Ewing, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Winyarski. Loanna Zachary, with distinction. For degrees in the Faculty of Religious Studies, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Andrew Noel Blakesley. Corey Andrew Labrec. Carl Jeffrey McDaniel. Barry Devon Dinnell, Dean's Honor List. Thank you. For the degree of Master of Sacred Theology, Richard Bonetto. For the degree of Bachelor of Theology, Joel Albert Kopeters, with great distinction, the W.M. Burks Award and Dean's Honor List.
A very special thanks to Professor Bruce Shore, who read out all your names. Thank you, Professor Shore. It's now my distinct pleasure to invite Mr. Brendan Shanahan to the podium to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, fellow graduates, and guests. Odd as it might sound, I'd like to start my speech today with an apology. To those of you who follow hockey, sorry, no, I'm not that Brendan Shanahan. But Mr. Chancellor, I am very honored and humbled to have the chance to speak today on behalf of the students of this year's graduating classes of the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies. C'est vraiment un des plus grands honneurs de ma vie d'être devant vous. comme porte-parole de ses étudiants et étudiantes inspirants qui ont tous travaillé si fort pour être ici aujourd'hui. Above all, today's ceremony is one of recognition, of academic success, and of the friendships and relationships that have developed here at McGill. During my 4 years here, it has been my privilege to meet, to work with, and to become friends with some of the brightest, kindest, and most generous people I have ever known. Many of those individuals are sitting right here today, or are graduating in other ceremonies during the week. Graduates, colleagues, friends, congratulations to all of you. Cependant, il faut aussi reconnaître d'autres personnes qui nous ont conduit vers cette occasion. Today is also a day when we, as students, must thank all those in our lives who have made this day possible. Our families, our friends, all teachers, professors, and all members of the McGill community. De la part de chaque diplômé, nous vous remercions. I should also add that I too find it very exciting that Mr. Dr. William Shatner is receiving an honorary doctorate from McGill today. This isn't just because I'm a huge Star Trek fan, but if you could guess, that's part of it. Congratulations, sir. Félicitations. No, in all honesty, the fact that William Shatner, the man who played Captain Kirk, is on stage today is really a touching and poignant reminder of the sacrifices that my parents and my family have made for my brother and me, and of the many opportunities that their hard work has enabled us to pursue. You see, oftentimes as a child, when they were working long hours, the only evening during the week when my parents, my brother and I, had the opportunity to relax and to spend an evening together was Saturday night. And in my family, Saturday night meant Star Trek night. So to Dr. Shatner, thanks for some great memories. And on behalf of all the students, to all the parents out there, thank you very much. J'aimerais prendre un dernier moment en parlant à propos d'une question. Comment nous définissons-nous comme individus? I'd like to take a final moment and ask a question. How is it that we define ourselves as individuals? Do we try to define ourselves with regard to who we think we are? Or do we define ourselves by establishing who we are not? Quite often, I bet, and I know I do this, we sometimes define ourselves by who we are not, rather than by who we are and who we are becoming. This isn't to say that we should overlook our differences. Quite to the contrary, it is imperative to recognize what distinguishes us from one another. But those differences must not be the only way we think about and classify ourselves. It is simply too easy to define our views about ourselves in relation to others by determining what we disagree with, rather than by figuring out what it is that we do support. So why is this important? Well, I think it's important for us to move beyond labels in the society that create categories of us versus them. If we want to solve problems in this world, both big and small, we must focus on what we think could be potential solutions to those problems, and perhaps point fingers around a bit less. In fact, I am very confident that a higher degree of self-reflection from all of us would lead us to better understand and to better respect our differences when they do arise. So fellow graduates, as we go out into the wider world, I believe we would be better off, and our world would be a better place, if we were to take a deep breath and ask ourselves, who do we think we are, and who do we want to become? Defining who we are by determining who we are not is part of our own self-exploration, but it's only a fraction of that discovery. Au lieu de penser à propos de la question « qui nous ne sommes pas », il faut réfléchir à ce qui fait chacun et chacune de nous unique. Il faut avoir le courage de nous demander chaque jour « qui sommes-nous et qui devenons-nous ». We must have the courage to ask ourselves every day « who are we and who are we becoming ?» Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, guests, and class of 2011, thank you for granting me the honor to speak to you today. À chacun et chacune qui nous a guidés vers cette magnifique journée de reconnaissance, merci beaucoup et bonne chance à tous. Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to think that the words that you spoke, Brendan, were at least partly the result of what you learned at McGill, because they were truly inspiring, and not only for the graduates, but I think for everybody who's here today. Congratulations and thank you. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever with the graduating class, please rise. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. Félicitations, congratulations. Would everyone please rise as I invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth, for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Thank you.
Selections from Portney.